according to a slightly quieter part here this morning. So we are here in Axminster for the wake-up call. And yeah, it's all about your head, your heart, and your health. But Axminster has a hospital, and its League of Friends has been supporting it for 50 years. And Steve Holt is its chair. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Wow, I mean, these guys are into some real intense exercise right now.
Absolutely, I can see that, yes.
I can see you're chomping at the bit to get over there yourself.
Oh, yeah. We'll finish in a couple of minutes, yeah. Then I can go and do my high rock stuff, yeah.
No, it's really great stuff, what they do here. For the community as well, and that's what it's all about. So, look, let's have a look at Axminster and the hospital and the role that it plays here in Axminster.
Yeah, it's really interesting, the history of the hospital. The hospital's been on its current site since 1912. In the late 1800s, there's always been a hospital here since the late 1800s. The League of Friends has been supporting it since over 50 years. It was previously called the Comforts Fund, and it changed its name in 88, so it's been there a long time. In 2004, the League invested over £4 million in supporting the hospital and the improvements of the wards. And then in 2015, the NHS had a big reshuffle and looked at community hospitals and took inpatient beds out of many, many hospitals. And Axminster was one of those. And the whole community felt that it had lost its hospital. I want to reassure the community that the hospital hasn't been lost and it is extremely vibrant. Just because it hasn't got any inpatient beds, the clinics and the surgeries that are done there are phenomenal. You know, for instance, the League of Friends co-funded the X-ray, the brand new X-ray, about 6 years ago, and it's really second only to Exeter itself in terms of its functionality and capability. And that's just one thing that the League of Friends have done, and we continue to support the hospital with equipment and other services as required. The ophthalmology unit has increased fantastically in the last few years, with 60% more patients being seen since 2003 to this year, and they'll do over 2,500 eye surgeries during the course of this year.
It's quite amazing. I mean, it is just busy. I mean, it is a real hub as well, and you know, a real lifeline.
It really is, and I can't praise the staff and the NHS enough for continuing to support Axminster Hospital. Mm. However, the one thing that happened with the inpatient beds was there was no local support for end-of-life care. I know we're talking about health and well-being, and we're looking at the people here and how healthy they are, but we do come to end-of-life. And our drive over the last, for many years now, has been to ensure that people have a good death in the area. And we are about to launch our hospice at home end-of-life support funded by Axminster Hospital League of Friends.
So this is a really significant moment for you all. So explain a little bit more about how it's going to work.
Right, there are services running in Sidmouth and Seaton, and they've been running for some time. We did venture into it a few years ago, along with Seaton, across the whole of the Axe Valley. But there were various reasons why that didn't take off successfully. So we've been looking to fundraise to put the service in ourselves. The £4 million we invested in the hospital many years ago left us a bit short of funds in terms of being able to fund this service. So over the last few years, we've significantly fundraised, and we now have funds that will ensure that we can support this service for about 4 to 5 years. And then we need the legacies, and then we need the support, and then we need the donations. The service is a specialist palliative care nurses that the League is funding that will go into people's homes. Anybody who's diagnosed with a life-limiting illness of 12 months or less will be able to get support from our nurses. And we're launching on the 4th of June at the Guild Hall, and there are testimonies from people who have already received the support from our nurses. I know we're officially launching on the 4th of June, but that's because we now have the full number of nurses that we've been able to recruit. We've been running on sort of a skeleton staff with one or two nurses, but now we have the full package, we can fully roll this whole program out to the people of Axminster.
Well, you have to be applauded with the hard work which has gone into this. And look, you and obviously all in the League of Friends are incredibly committed to the work and the support you do. Why?
Because Axminster is just a fantastic community. Axminster and the surrounding villages. So this applies to anybody that is registered with Axminster Medical Practice. And you see it all over Axminster, home of community spirit. There is just something about this part of East Devon where we're so far east, you know, we're right on the border of Dorset to the west and or to the east and Somerset to the north. Everybody pulls together. And it's not just in Axminster itself. You look at all the villages that are around, there is an enormous amount of activity that goes on in this area. And people really do work together. So this service is required, and the people of Axminster deserve it.
It's an incredibly proud community.
It is, a very proud community, yeah.
So, I mean, you, no doubt you have plenty of events coming up. Have you got something in particular which is coming up soon? Obviously, you're coming up to the big launch now as well. I guess it's a hive of activity now to get that ready for 4th of June.
Yeah, the launch is the big thing. And we've invited radio and TV and our MPs coming along and local dignitaries. We want to make it a big bang launch. And, of course, all our members. I've got to thank our members and the community for helping us in terms of our fundraising, donations and legacies, which have enabled us to get to this stage where we can launch our programme.
Well, Steve, it's been fantastic to meet you. This is Steve Holloway, who's the chair of Axminster Hospital League of Friends. Well done. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Great to see you. Have a wonderful day. Well, yeah, we are in Axminster today as part of our Wake Up